Adisa Pott has translated in one way or another for years, even though she's only 28 years old. She worked as a translator for the United Nations before she left Bosnia. She was an interpreter for Bosnian refugees after she arrived in the U.S. Adisa teaches her mother how America works. She tells her daughters about Bosnia. And she mediates child custody disputes in family court in Syracuse. Adisa is Muslim. She married her Catholic husband, Dario, in 1997, and their mixed marriage was not popular in the city of Doboj, where the couple lived.
That was a big problem. After the war we had down there, the country was kind of divided into entities. There was a predominant Catholic population, and you had Muslims and Orthodox Christians, and we lived in a Muslim-predominant area. But they didn't like the idea that, you know, we were married, that it was a mixed marriage, and we had to leave pretty much.
It took 3 months to apply for resettlement. The couple said they were willing to go anywhere in the United States. They were initially assigned to Rochester, but 2 days before their flight, their agency switched to Catholic Charities in Syracuse. The Potts arrived just before Thanksgiving.
I was just so tired, and I guess the whole time difference and everything else, it was almost like I'm half asleep, and they're like, is this a dream, or what's going on? They were driving us to our apartment from the airport, and I remember looking outside, and I'm like, oh my God, this is huge. How am I ever going to find things here or drive here? Or, you know, this is like, it seemed impossible to me. That was my first thought.
By January, Adisa was in school at Onondaga Community College. Dario took English classes through Catholic Charities since his English wasn't as good as hers was. Adisa also worked as an interpreter for Catholic Charities for a few months before a caseworker job opened up at the Interreligious Council, another of the region's three refugee resettlement agencies. In 2001, the Potts moved to Oswego and attended the state university there. Adisa received a degree in criminal justice. Dario took classes there before transferring to the U.S. Sports Academy in Alabama. The couple earned master's degrees, too. Adisa's is in international relations, and Dario's is in sports coaching and management. The Potts' experience was very different from those of many of Central New York's newer refugees, who often come from villages or refugee camps, and who may not have the skills to cope right away with the fast pace of American life. But Adisa says it was still difficult.
I can never say that it was easy for us. It wasn't. We both worked full-time, and we both went to school full-time. So it was kind of, sometimes there were days when I just wanted to scream at the end of the day, being like, Jesus, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to go on like this. But, you know, we kind of survived and adjusted, and I always feel that it's much easier when you know what you want.
The Potts moved back to Syracuse in 2003. After 3.5 years as a caseworker at the Interreligious Council, Adisa had moved on to her current job as a mediator for New Justice Conflict Resolution Services. They have settled into a very American life. They rent a house in Fayetteville. Dario coaches soccer in Alabama, so he's not always there with Adisa and their 1 and 3-year-old daughters. But Adisa's mother came to the U.S. last year and has moved in with the Potts. She takes care of the girls during the day while Adisa works. She doesn't speak any English.
My mother, you know, she's just fortunate that she's got us here where we already know how certain things work and she doesn't have to go through all the, you know, why is this the way it is. We just do it for her and we explain it to her. But many, many people, they were just, and they still are, I think, lost. They don't know where their lives are going. Do they want to stay here for good? Do they just want to be here until their kids go on the right path and then they're going to go back?
The Bosnian communities in Syracuse and Utica are well established. There are approximately 10,000 Bosnian refugees living in the two cities, 3,200 of them in Syracuse. Adisa says that although some tension still exists, the community is tight-knit.
They're standing on their feet right now. You know, they're all resettled. They already bought houses. You know, kids are going through school or they're already in college. More and more, they have more time to kind of associate with each other, you know, get together for the holidays that are not common for United States, that are only celebrated back in our country, things like that.
This, then, fits the American definition of success. And yet Adisa says it seems like something is missing.
Many people wonder here when they come and they live here for years is that they're like, we lived back in Bosnia or Croatia or Serbia, you know, we all worked. And we all had children, and we all had chores to do. But why were we able to manage time down there better than here? Why is it that here you always feel in rush, 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 and in the end you just don't have time for anything?
The Pots have Bosnian friends and American friends of all religions and ethnicities. They're engaged and involved in the local Bosnian community and in the communities where they work. They're doing what they want to be doing. Yet Adisa struggles to answer when asked what she is.
Practically, I'm an American now. I have American citizenship. I gave up my Bosnian citizenship. But I don't know, something never changes, I guess. And I don't know how many years, maybe never, I will be able to say just instantly like this, American. I will probably start saying Bosnian, but then I'll remember, well, I'm an American, you know. It's tough to answer that.
Whether this kind of internal dual citizenship is a positive or a negative depends on one's outlook. The only given in refugee resettlement is that every refugee that enters the U.S. receives a one-time $400 resettlement allowance, a bill for his or her transportation costs, and the opportunity to start all over again. For the WRVO stations, I'm Sky Rode.